The Cowboys have what seems to be an embarrassment of riches on offense, from the offensive line to the receiving core to what many consider a top 10 quarterback in this league, and then to a running back who has given them a lot of yards over the last few years but has fallen off in Ezekiel Elliott. But they also have Tony Pollard back there. They have so much on offense. We kind of overlooked the tight end position, where Dalton Schultz, filling in for the injured Blake Jarwin last year, still caught 63 passes. Jarwin only started 7 games 2 years ago, but caught more than 30, and he showed a lot of promise in the second half of the season. But then, as you remember, on September 13th in the Cowboys opener against the Rams, looked like just a normal route being run. He got up awkwardly and tore his ACL on a route that he ran, just where he made a cut and gave out. So he is coming back from ACL. He did not start on the PUP list. He's ready to go and is working out with the team in camp. He is seeing a few less reps because of that, because he's coming back from such a serious injury. But he also told us yesterday that he's really made amazing progress and he's good to go.
Yeah, man, it's been awesome. I can't thank our training room, our training guys enough. They've done a great job kind of helping me through. I spent a lot of time with Britt this offseason, getting prepared, and we always had that goal of being here day one of training camp. Obviously, you know, you can have things that kind of set you back, but luckily we didn't have anything too crazy, and I'm able to be here with the guys, which is awesome. It's pretty surreal. You know, 10 months ago is a totally different situation for me, and to be back out here with the guys is awesome.
You kind of started off the injury bug, and then this team had so many injuries, offensive line and Dak. Everyone appears to be back and doing really well. 2020 was a mess, wasn't it? Getting ready for the season and then everything that flew off the frame during the season, too.
Yeah, just it's pretty tough. Obviously, that's not the ideal situation to start off your season. And then, you know, the injury bug, like you said, just kind of got us a little bit. But we're back. We're healthy. We're hungry. We're ready to be out here with each other. It's been an awesome start to camp, and we're excited just to continue through it.
Just 4 years ago, you started here as an undrafted free agent. You see these young kids out here now. Does it bring back those memories of 4 years ago? Or like, how am I going to do this? How did you do it? What do you think was a key for you catching the eye and making the team?
Yeah, it never really leaves my brain. When we're in Oxnard, that's the one place that brings me back, man. When I was a rookie, you know, it just keeps getting a year further apart. But, man, it's pretty crazy to be out here for year five. Those young guys, man, I just stay in the ear about just be consistent, study, be ready, be prepared for when your moment comes. You know, when the opportunity presents itself, be ready for it. And if you can do that, you're going to have a pretty good shot at it. So I'm here for the guys. You know, our young tight ends are doing great. They got a lot to learn. It's obviously been weird. Still, even with COVID protocols this offseason, it's been, you know, a difficult task for those young guys. But we're maneuvering it through, and they're doing a great job.
Blake Jarwin with us here on The Ticket. After you went out, Dalton Schultz stepped in, and you guys have been competing for the last couple of years. He's 63 catches for him last year. Now that you're back, I know the receivers and the offensive line get so much, and Dak gets so much attention, but, boy, this tight end rotation could really be something this year.
Yeah, I'm excited. I couldn't be happier for Schultz. He works so hard. He's so smart. And, man, to have the year that he had last year, I'm super happy for him. I'm excited to be back with him. We get the opportunity every single day to compete with each other in a friendly manner. We come out here and we get to push each other to be better. And he does a lot of good things, and I'm learning from him for what he's done in the past year. And, you know, I'm excited to get out there with him and just play.
But speaking of those other positions, when guys like Zach Martin and Tyron Smith are back and Dak is back, you have to look around and think, what is the potential of this offense?
Oh, it's insane. When you get in the huddle with those guys, the amount of respect I have for those men in that huddle is, I mean, second to none. Those guys, they prepare their tails off. They're ready for it. They know how to play the game of football, and they want to win. And so when you get in that huddle, man, it's incredible to look around at the guys.
Speaking of Dak, what makes him great?
His leadership skills are off the charts. The minute you talk to the guy, you want to, you know, follow him. And he does a great job of working hard. It's not like he's out here just, you know, taking time off when he wants. He wants to be in that huddle with those guys. He wants the reps. He wants to work. And, you know, I think everybody on the team respects that. I definitely do. And I couldn't say enough, you know, about watching him go through his rehab process about how he attacked it. And he's done that with everything he's done. in his life, and it's incredible to share the huddle with him.
Has that amazed you, the progress that he's made from where he was last fall to now?
It's amazing, yeah, but I'm not shocked by how he conquered it. Like I said, man, the guy's he's a grinder. He loves to work, and I knew he would do what he needed to do to be ready for it.
But he talked about the running game yet with Tony Pollard and Zeke, and Zeke said that he was back down to his plain weight of freshman year at Ohio State. What have you seen from him this week?
Yeah, he looks great. He's explosive. He looks fast. He's hungry. I know he really wants the rock in his hands. And then him and TP also, man, what a great backfield we have. Those guys, they work hard. They come to work every single day prepared and ready to go, man. And, you know, it's inspiration to the rest of the team and motivates us.
This may seem a little out of left field, but since you're an Oklahoma State Cowboy,
go Pokes.
You keep an eye on the college landscape, and Oklahoma and Texas going to the SEC. That just has to hit you right here, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't really know how to feel about that. I know there's still, I guess there's a chance they don't. I don't know, man. It's going to be kind of crazy to see how it all plays out. I've heard talks maybe the OSU's headed to the Big Ten. I don't know. We'll find out, I guess.
Yeah, you grew up in Oklahoma. Did you grow up a Pokes fan or Sooners fan, or liked them both, or what?
I was a Sooners fan. So we, Jason White, he was a 2003 Heisman Trophy winner. He's actually from my hometown. And so I grew up a huge Sooner fan, but it just worked out where I had the opportunity to walk on at Oklahoma State. And, man, I never looked back.
So this is good for Oklahoma, you think?
I don't know. You know, only time will tell.
It could be bad. And that's the other thing, too, that we've brought up. The other schools, there's so many, the collateral damage of the eight other schools is just, that's really tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be kind of crazy to see how it all unfolds, but, you know, no matter what, at the end of the day, I'm going to stay strong, and just wherever Oklahoma State lands, if it's another group of Big 12 teams, I guess I'm going for it, but, yeah, wherever they land, you know, I'm go Pokes through and through.
I know it's tough during the season, but do you get back on campus? Do you go back when you can?
Yeah, this year was a little different, obviously, with COVID protocols and everything, and also just my injury rehab. I didn't have a lot of time to get out where I could get up there and see the guys. I've got a great relationship with the tight ends coach and Gundy and the strength coach especially. I love their strength staff up there. They've obviously done a lot for me. And so anytime I get a chance to get up there, hopefully maybe I can get up there for a game or two this year if, you know, bye weeks and Thanksgiving game works out for us.
Blake, appreciate the time. Good luck to you this year.
Thank you so much.
You bet. So at every training camp, every team's hyping up their personnel and, hey, this is going to be our year. We're looking great. But seriously, how will the Cowboys not score 35 points a game this year?
I know we say that every year, but you're right, and he's right. He gets in the huddle and looks around, and you got to think there's basically in this offensive huddle an all-pro at every position, you know, as long as the offensive line is healthy.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's an embarrassment of riches, but something always trips them up, you know? Not always, but they do experience a lot of trip ups, and so I'm optimistic yet slightly skeptical.
It just seems too good to be true.
Yeah.
Everything they have. It's just but you know, it's life in the NFL. Even if you have a lot of talent, you got to face teams that are really good, that know your tendencies and all of that. That's why Jason Garrett's not here anymore. They thought the Cowboys were too predictable. And it's another reason why Mike McCarthy, I think, has so much pressure on him. He's came in here. This is a guy who's an offensive guru. He's got all these weapons. And as long as he's got most of them for most of the season, there's no reason why they shouldn't be one of the top offenses in the NFL.
And neither of those tight ends, Jarwin or Schultz, are Jason Witten, but together they're kind of picking up the slack. You know, he's a top five Hall of Fame tight end, so they'll never turn into Jason Witten probably, but the two of them together, when you combine their numbers and what they can do, the Cowboys, they're okay at tight end.
Yeah, that's a pretty good rotation between those two.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.